There is a Ruskin College now in Croydon, but this started by the idea of one councillor on the Croydon Corporation. And he pointed out to the other members that they had two splendid private schools there. They were very good, been known for centuries, and only the wealthy could get into them. And they get all the posh jobs, they get to universities, and he said, you've got to do something about the ordinary people. Why can't we have a school to give those that have got brains the opportunity to rise above their financial position and get moving if they want to work hard and go to a good school? And so they agreed. And the only school they could get was one that was already a night school just for evening classes. So they took that over to be a day school and then a night school. So we had to use them and keep them clean and get them wet. And they found the headmaster, and he was William Field. And he was a wonderful man, no doubt about that. He was strict disciplinarian. There was no nonsense. He was straight from the shoulder, but he would help anybody that showed any guts and ability. And every school in the borough was allowed three boys, but they had to be recommended by the headmaster and pass a test, you see. Well, to my amazement, I passed the test and went there, you see. But he was an amazing man, this chap, and he could play a piano beautifully. But the headmaster was very strong against the Cockney language. Not off all this business. He said, "You don't speak like that here." He said, "You must get that out of your mind." And that we did, but we found we got Mr. Groom. He was a science master. He was a very good chap. He came from Norfolk. And he used to say, "Oi, oi," like that. We always used to, we would say, "Oi," hoping we'd be told off for saying it. But he was a gentleman. I didn't know, but I found out later, that any boy who lost a parent, he instructed the teacher to give him the information and watch that boy and give him extra care. Well, I didn't know this had happened, you see.
The copyright in this recording is held by Embriggs. This recording has been made available under license for the personal use of people accessing the website of the John Ruskin Grammar School Alumni Society and may not be edited, modified, republished, sold, leased, rented, broadcast, or used for any commercial purpose without the written permission of Embriggs. Copyright 2020, Mike Briggs.